You've probably seen those colorful food pyramids they put out, the ones that tell you how many servings to have of each kind of food each day. Those recommendations are used by schools, nursing homes, and the federal food stamp program to design menus. Robert Post works with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which puts out the food pyramid.
It's the cornerstone for building healthy eating patterns, choosing the right amounts of fruits, vegetables, grains, milk products, as well as protein sources like meat and beans.
Post says people need to know how to get all the nutrients they need without overindulging in foods they don't need. That's why the guidelines also set specific limits on things like salt and fat. But some researchers think the guidelines actually have the potential to cause harm. Paul Marantz is professor of epidemiology and population health at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. He doesn't think the guidelines should give specific recommendations about how much fat and salt people should eat.
Those seem to carry a precision that implies that we have a greater depth of knowledge than we actually do. So picking these numbers and requiring that people hew to these guidelines is a problem.
Moran says even a little bit of error in the food guidelines can have a big public health effect. He and his colleagues wanted to find out the potential impact of past dietary guidelines. They looked at 1995, when the nutritionists were telling people to avoid fat.
Most of us remember in the old food pyramid that made it quite clear that the most important thing to avoid was fat, and that one could eat grains and pasta and bread and the like without concern.
Moran says Americans did eat more pasta and bread. That added lots of calories and lots of weight. His research, which was published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, found what Marantz calls a strong correlation between the dietary guidelines against fat and obesity in Americans.
Correlation is by no means causation, and so we cannot infer from this that it was because of dietary guidelines that we are currently experiencing the epidemic of overweight and obesity, but the connection is strong.
Marantz wants the government to give general advice for healthy eating, but not specific guidelines. He gives the example of sodium. Marantz says no one really knows how much salt is appropriate for each person, but there's a push to put specific limits on sodium in the new guidelines. Robert Post of the USDA says anything that gets into the 2010 recommendations will be based on what he calls the gold standard of scientific evidence. He says a committee of nutritional experts has been meeting for 2 years to create the new guidelines.
We can be assured through this very intensive review of science and the weight of the evidence it provides that the current advice on carbohydrates, for example, is based on the latest research.
Post says any recommendations for fat and sodium will also be based on the preponderance of current science. The committee is expected to make its recommendations this summer, and new dietary guidelines should be published by the end of the year. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.